Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, get him with you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Suresh. I'm Indian origin. I moved to Canada just about 3 months back. And I'm working at the Eagle Region Free and Cafe, which is a super excellent place. It's family dining, kids friendly, and very lively, which I've seen in Canada. So my experience is pretty cool so far. And I'm working there as a food and beverage supervisor. So that's my core interest. And I love serving people. I like to talk to people. And I've noticed the Canadian very, very friendly. So that's a good start for me.
There we go. Yeah, like Canadians are friendly. And if you like to talk, you came to the right place. So my question to you is, where did you come from?
Basically, as I said, like I'm Indian origin, but then back 11 years, I was working in Dubai.
Okay.
So yeah, I spent a long time in Dubai. But prior to that, 3 years, I spent time in Cape Town in South Africa. So my career is all basically about the hotel industry. So I was working at the Taj Group of Hotel in South Africa,
okay.
And then moved to Dubai.
Yeah.
Worked 11 years with the Emirates Group. So I was dealing with the bars and restaurant operations.
Okay.
And then now here I'm in Canada.
Okay. Now, you got to tell me, how do you go from Dubai to Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada? How does that happen?
That's everybody asked me the same question. Like I met so many people last 3 months in restaurant.
Yeah.
And when I introduced myself and we have a bit of chat, everyone asked me the same thing.
Right.
Basically Dubai is a different place. It gives you a lot of luxury, like skyscrapers, towers and everything. Lavish lifestyle and all. But mm-hmm. then at the end, you don't have anything over there. You don't get in kind of like nationality or anything. So Canada is something, you look for your future, you can settle down, you can have your family together and everything.
Right.
So at least you have a life that you can be and look forward for something.
Right.
So that's the reason I made a choice to move into to Canada.
Okay. And did you come by yourself or did you come with a family? Like?
I just by myself for now.
Okay.
And I have a daughter who's 7 years old and then my wife, still back in Dubai.
Okay.
So I'm hoping everything falls in place. So probably in a year's time, they would be here.
Nice. That's cool. So you're up for an adventure.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So how did you pick Canada out of all of the different countries to potentially go to?
I've been doing research a lot of on Australia and New Zealand and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually I found that Canada is a place, right place for me.
Yeah.
And I have my sister who lives in Manitoba, so she's basically here for the last 16 years.
Okay.
And also I got a lot of pointers from her side as well, that what benefits that the Canada can give you.
Right.
If you're planning to settle down.
Yeah.
So that all points that I just jotted down, and then I eventually made my decision that, okay, let's move to Canada then.
And so was Fort McMurray a place that you researched, or did they just give you some locations and you're like, well, I guess I'm going to pick this one?
Alberta, basically the province that I was looking for. And there is a say that, you have to be don't be a big fish.
That's
the kind of a thing. So yeah. Fort McMurray is yes, it's a small town, but then what I have noticed that, you get to know a lot of people, and then everyone knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a bigger city, you don't have your entity.
Right.
Here is when I see the people come back and they know.
Yeah.
And I also know them that, so it's a good chat, you feel so good to see them again.
That's right.
So that's something very interesting that is happening with me.
Very cool. So how did you get into the hospitality industry?
Well, I always had this the hobby of doing something with the beverages.
Okay.
I used to do like flaring and everything at my home, like setting up the bed and then, you know, just flipping the bottle and all that thing.
Okay.
So that's from where that I started, and then I eventually then made a decision of like going to hotel management as a career.
Okay.
So yes, I studied, and then eventually I was actually working in the kitchen.
Okay.
So that was my interest. But then after 2 years of studying, when I was in the third year, I changed my plan. No, man, I don't want to be in the kitchen. I want to be on the front line.
Right.
Talk to people. I want to serve them.
Yes.
Like different drinks and all.
Right.
So that's where then I changed my mind, and then now I'm on the front line.
Okay.
Since then.
And so how many years of studies did you have to go for?
Hotel management, I studied 4-year degree.
Okay.
And then before that, I was a commerce student, and obviously then my schooling and all.
Yeah.
And then overall, like, I have like about 17 years of industrial experience.
Wild. That's good, man. Like, you're an asset to any organization that has you. That's cool. Well, listen, my dude, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute. But before we get there, we need to hear an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one for you today. What do you think is the craziest thing you've seen in your time working in hotels?
Well, craziest thing that I've seen, when the restaurant gets packed up and then, you know, you just need to run around everywhere, but then certain times that you meet those kind of a clientele who doesn't want to wait at all, and that's where that, you know, things goes a little upside down. But then, yeah, just keeping your mind calm and cool down, and then just go as the flow.
Question number two, what do you think was the biggest surprise for you when you first got to Canada?
The biggest surprise, yes, like, I can't say this is kind of a surprise, but then when what I got surprised by seeing this at the Montreal, it was jam-packed, and then the immigration queue was super long, and then there were some U.S. citizens, and they were, like, you know, shouting and scolding the securities, saying that, you know, we U.S. nationals, and then we still have to wait in the queue, that is not appropriate, and then, you know, just give us away so that we can proceed. So that was like a surprise for me. I didn't understand that way. Like, everybody's in the queue. There is no VIP or there is no priority or things.
Yeah. Well, we're Canadians, so. Question number three. If you could bring one thing from your home country to Canada, what would you bring?
Yes, I'll bring the Indian hospitality. Though, yes, I understand the Canadians are very, very friendly. But then the India is known for the hospitality from many, many years through from the emperor's time. So that's in my blood since I'm like 17 years that I work in the industry, and then I would like to bring that back. However, if people really get surprises, even at the restaurant when I do such kind of a chair assistance, just a simple thing, but then they get really surprised saying that, oh, wow, what's this? We're getting a luxury here. So I would like to maintain that part here in Canada as well.
Question number four, what do you think is the most underrated dish you can get at the eatery?
Oh, well, that's a BLT. It's, I would describe that one.
And your final question, what is your favorite dish that your parents used to make you?
Wow, that's the fenugreek vegetable, and then the wheat bread, flat wheat bread. That's something my favorite. I can go on eating. Even my stomach is full, I can still eat a lot.
And those have been your five questions.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So in regards to now you're here in Canada, you've been here for a few months. What are you doing outside of the restaurant industry for fun?
Oh, well, I'm just trying to explore a bit, but then I'm really also getting adjusted with the weather. Yes, yeah, it's everybody's telling me that it's not yet chilly. we're still yet to explore the real winter.
Right.
I feel lucky that way that, okay, fine. At least I have, like, probably, you know, not encountering the super chill weather so far.
That's right.
But yes, being around to, like, you know, in downtown, walking around and then exploring the shops and then the cafes around here and a couple of restaurants as well, just to see that, okay, what kind of food style they do, how they talk to people, what kind of service that they do it.
Right.
So I'm just exploring this industry mostly rather than, you know, any other part.
Right.
But yeah, sightseeing, not really much. Just walking around.
Yeah. That's neat though, but it's interesting because, like, your industry is the food and beverage industry. So of course, when you're in a different country, you'd want to see how they operate and function so you could be better at your job. And so that's interesting. So do you find the hospitality industry, like you were saying earlier, like India, that they have like a gold standard for that? You've worked in a bunch of different places now. What is the vibe that you're seeing from Canadians that's like different from other places?
I can strongly narrate this with the Cape Townians. So I can see pretty much same response. As like Cape Town is also super friendly, and they give you a time, you know, to talk and to finish what you are saying. Mm-hmm. Like when I used to describe and then suggest or something, so they have all patience and they're really enthusiastic to listen to you, and you know they go for it when they really like it. And the same thing that I have noticed over here as well.
Okay.
Like when you talk, when you tell people. They looked at you, they respect you, and then, you know, they listen to you carefully.
Right.
Obviously, when you try to upsell or something, it's not like every time you're going to be succeeding to that one.
That's right.
It's on the customer mood, what they like to go for it.
That's right.
But then the most important part is that, you know, they are accepting.
Yeah. When it comes to portion sizes, where are we with, like, the food portions that we hand out versus the other countries you've worked in?
Yes, but again, I would say the dish and the presentation is also important when you talk about the portion size and the value for the money, which is the biggest thing that I would think that, you know, every country look for it.
Yeah.
It's not whether it's Cape Town or Dubai or India or Canada.
Right.
I think every individual look for value for money.
Right.
If that particular dish has a particular portion which gives the justification of the value, it's fair enough. People are going to satisfy.
Yeah.
Unlike American chain of restaurants, so American portions are, you know, like
huge.
What I can say from my previous experience, like American chain of restaurant that I was working for, they are real huge.
Yeah.
Real huge portion. And I encounter of like ordering. Two starters, and then one main dish to share with my wife, and then I could barely finish these appetizers because they were like so big.
That's right.
Though the value, the price of the particular dish is also justify the value.
Right.
But then, you know, when you're just two, then the food that you have it should be like sufficient to finish it rather than doing takeout later on.
Right. So with you being in restaurants all the time, do you like to cook at home, or are you just like always out and about and trying different things?
I like to cook on my day off and try to make different things. So I will probably go, like when I encounter any particular new dish, I'll try to go to the superstore and then get some of those ingredients and try to make at home.
Okay.
I like to explore different things, cook something different, and then just to taste it, whether it's good or bad, whatever it is, but let's try it out.
Right, nice.
Even in the restaurant, I don't mind trying any kind of a cuisine.
Right.
But it's just for your knowledge.
Yeah.
You try something different, you like it, you don't like it, but then you're trying it.
What's been your favorite thing you've tried since you got to Canada?
Oh, wow, that's an amazing question.
Stole it out of my head, so yeah. It's literally seconds away from answering the same.
Beecher.
Yeah,
I was at these Montana's the other day. I tried the chicken, grilled chicken with some vegetables and then the mash, and there was some juice. So yeah, the presentation was cool, and then I liked it as well, the dish. Pretty cool. Yeah, that's something that I tried it, yes.
Nice. Yeah, I like to experiment with different things. I've been lucky to do a bunch of traveling over my life. And sometimes, like, what is put in front of you doesn't taste like what you think it's going to taste like. And presentation does make a big difference. But I find when you travel around the world, all countries do it just a little bit differently. And so something that does well in Canada potentially may not do well in, like, Europe or South America and or Africa, right?
Absolutely.
So when you're traveling to all these places, how are these opportunities, like, coming up? Are you, like, is it just, like, your companies have internal transfers that you've been going for? Or, like, do you have a newspaper that you're, like, sitting down and be like, oh, look at this job option in this country. I think I'm going to go check that out. Like, how does this moving start for you?
Well, I started my career from Mumbai, India, so working with Taj Group of Hotels, and then they opened a new hotel in Cape Town. So that's where there was an internal posting. And then I was really interested. I decided, okay, let me put through my resume and my application for this one. So yes, that was the internal transfer, but yes, there was a process of selection and everything.
Right.
So I cracked that one and I got opportunity to move.
Yeah.
So my journey started from Cape Town then.
Okay.
So when I stepped my foot outside India, and that was the first international country was the Cape Town.
Yeah.
And then after spending time in Cape Town, then obviously I got married and I got my wife over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
She was from the retail industry. She was working with the Bose sound speaker system.
Oh, cool.
And then she got opportunity like in Dubai as the store manager for Bose.
Yeah.
So she moved to Dubai and then I followed her.
Oh.
That's where from Cape Town I moved to Dubai.
Yeah.
And then we set foot in Dubai for a pretty long time, like as I said, 11 years.
Right.
And then from Dubai then I'm
to
Canada.
Yeah.
So that's how the journey is.
Okay. So your wife's adventurous as well then?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm just a small town boy. I'm from Fort McMurray. Like, I like knowing, like, you see what it is here. It used to be way smaller. Like, you don't mind picking up and finding new friends and, like, starting, like, a whole new life. So what's the friend-making process like for you? So when you show up into a new country, like, how do you, like, get, like, talking to people?
Oh, well, yes. Like, first thing is the interesting part is finding the accommodation. Okay, when they're moving in there, obviously you get to know with the securities first. And obviously they were also really friendly. And then when I started working in the restaurant and so got professional friends. And then obviously hanging out with them on my days off or after a shift.
Right.
So it's just started developing like, you know, from one to another.
Yeah.
And that's how the circle got bigger and bigger.
Nice.
Yeah, but still, yeah, we are in touch.
Yeah.
Facebook and all.
Cool. Are there any activities this winter that you're looking forward to trying out? Or are there certain activities you're like, I'm never doing that?
Not really doing any activities so far, but then I liked crushing the ice. I don't know, that's probably kind of a weird thing.
You like crushing the ice?
Like what does under that your mean? Feet? Like
walking on the ice?
Yeah, I know, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
That is a long time Canadian pastime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that make that crunchy sound, so I...
Did you get any of the crunchy leaves? That's also amazing.
Yes.
Definitely crunchy leaves.
People walk like on a clean path, but then I prefer walking on those ice.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're my kind of guy.
Have you ever tried snowshoeing?
Yet.
Okay, you
it's
should
a
try,
myth.
You should try snowshoeing.
It's a myth.
Like, okay, you snowshoe, you don't float over, but like I've
that's
walked
how they sell it to you for all time. They're 100%. Like, you can walk on snow with them. You can't walk on snow. You have a bigger footprint now.
Yes, but you don't dip as much. You can get across.
You dip just as much.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I love snowshoeing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Snowshoeing. Give it a try. It's like squish, 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 and like. And if you go into the woods, the cool thing about Fort McMurray, especially like up in the Birchwood area, like Birchwood Trails, is when you're in the Birchwood Trails, it's warmer in the trails than it is outside because you're just like so insulated because of those trees. So when we were kids, we used to go like tobogganing and snowshoeing and walk through those trails all the time, put a backpack on and pack like your lunch, get a thermos of soup or like hot chocolate and just like walk in the woods and then like get your toboggan or your snowshoes and you just have like some fun. But like the whole like squishing when you're walking, it's cool because like when you're in the woods, like nowadays people put headphones and stuff in, but like when you're walking around in the woods and there's like no sound,
yep,
and like you're hearing the and feeling that, especially like when the snow gets here, it's cool. But you got to do it in the woods, because if you're not in the woods, it gets pretty cold.
This reminds me, like, now this is the time, December, January, UAE, Dubai, that temperature goes a little pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I would say pleasant in the sense here is nothing, but 18 to 20.
Yeah.
So that's the temperature.
That is pleasant.
For December and January.
Yeah.
And that's a pleasant temperature that we can say.
That's right.
So yes, so we do a lot of wood fire things, and so there is a place which basically like a kind of forest.
Okay.
It's called a last exit.
Okay.
So at the entrance, I mean, there is a door, so you just get a pass from there, and the security is there. After that is just a blackout, like there's no light, so you just have to drive your car and you just find the right spot over there, set up your camp and a wood fire and everything.
Yeah.
And it's going to be pin drop silence there.
Right.
And when you walk, those are the dried tree leaves.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's the sound that you can get.
Yeah.
And then somewhere, like, you know, you can hear a sound of, like, birds or, like, you know, the kind of, like, animals or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not a forest land, but then since it's super quiet, you can hear those sounds there.
Yeah. Spend some time in the Birchwood Trails here, man. It's cool. You're going to enjoy it. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. So, the shout.
A shout-out. So, like, you get to, like, a shout-out basically is, like, you get to say hello to somebody or promote somebody, like, anything you want. We've had people promote businesses, their moms, their cats, their cars. We've had some pretty wild shout-outs. So, anybody want to give a shout-out to?
People out here, like, if they're listening to me, I would like to talk about the Eagle Ridge Tree and Cafe, which is, as I said earlier, is the most friendly and family restaurant, and is very, very average and very, very good food up there. So I would like you all to come and try, and we got amazing coffees as well. So look forward to see you guys over there.
There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, for an ad from the Coldwell guys and Colin Hartigan. Thank you guys very much for all your ongoing support. Everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Just butchered it.
I gotta figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, you.
It's so ballistic!
That's all, folks.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.